to radio. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, of course, this morning.
Coco Singh with David. You should be doing this yourself. Come on.
I know.
You've forgotten your skills.
Listen, I'm all over it.
Come on.
Good morning. It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show. Welcome. It's 6:47 and 26 seconds. It's Christmas. It's the 21st of December. And play a record, Christian. I don't know. What do you do now?
Well, we've had an amazing email. Obviously, for quite a bit, the last sort of 40 minutes we've been on air, we've been talking about the possible end of the world today. Well, yeah. What the Mayans believe might happen at 11:13. And someone's obviously been listening to this, hearing Richie spread the misinformation.
A very thorough communique has come in from...
Might be the best email we've had of the year.
From James. Just to answer Richie's ridiculous comments. There are no dark comets because, by definition, a comet loses mass as it creates the classic tail we're all familiar with. Comets that have lost volatile materials are classified as asteroids. There are about 20 supervolcanoes known. Yellowstone's the most active and breathes on a regular basis. Some believe it could be the next one to erupt, but that may not be for tens to hundreds of thousands of years. The last one that erupted was Toba in the Philippines some 74,000 years ago. The magnetic reversal is real. It may or may not pose a threat to life, but it's not likely to flip all in one go, but gradually over several thousand years, and may actually be in this process now. Fox cancer? Are you for real? I think the foxes are in greater danger from people and horses than in cars, chap. The 5,000 years Mayan calendar comes to an end today. Not the world, same as our calendar ends on December 31st. The world doesn't end, simply starts a new calendar the next day. That's what the Mayans do. Have a great Christmas. Look forward to yet another year of common sense from Christian and Andrew, occasionally Maggie, but expectance for Richie.
That's brilliant.
Who sent that into us?
Hello, James Franklin.
James Franklin, that was wonderful.
James, you need to calm down. It's not even 7 in the morning
yet. There'll be another missive.
I'm worrying for his blood pressure, to be honest with you.
All right, so we're playing this for real now.
This is it. Christmas
schedule bingo. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's all over it.
Okay, here we go.
BBC Two, 5:25, Christmas Day afternoon. Tricky. The inimitable 82-year-old Carmelite nun and art aficionado. Tennant.
Sister Wendy's Art.
Sister Wendy, I'll give you that.
Sister Wendy's Art Attack with Neil Buchanan and Sister Wendy?
1-0-0-0 scores so far.
Yep.
ITV1, Christmas Day afternoon, 3:10. Yeah. Animated fairy tale adventure.
Bailey.
Yep.
Which one do you pick?
Oh, God.
Quickly, come on.
You can't just... No, sorry. No.
Tangled or Shrek? Tangled.
How have you done that? It is Tangled.
Tangled or Shrek? Well, there are only two fairy tales I can think of.
I want to check what's up in front of him on his screen.
He did give two movies.
I haven't got it on the screen.
He said Tangled or Shrek.
He did say Tangled first.
Yeah, no, Tangled. Then I went Tangled.
He did say Tangled first. I'm going to give him that.
Thank
you, something's
Richie.
Going on here.
Yeah. Thank you, Richie.
1-1-0-0. But I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Channel 5, Christmas Day afternoon, 1:15. Oscar-winning period epic, wealthy prince sets himself up against the tyranny of his Roman masters.
Doyle. Alexander.
Locked out, and is condemned to almost certain death as a slave by his childhood friend Masala. But the two
Tennant,
Prince of Egypt.
Locked out. Oh. Bailey left, but the two men are fated to meet again.
Is this Wallace and Gromit?
Okay, I'm now going to open it up again to all contestants
Doyle.
And read you out the cast list. Doyle.
Zorro.
No, locked out again. Charlton Heston.
Bailey.
Oh,
Bailey.
Ben-Hur.
Correct.
Oh.
2-1-0-0.
Wow, what a big movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a couple more. 1:35, BBC Two, Christmas Day afternoon. Timeless musical set in the 1920s, starring Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds.
Doyle. Singing in the Rain.
2-1-1-0.
I'm taping that. I love that movie.
You're taping it. If you want, you can take part in this as well.
Oh!
I've got one left. Okay.
All right.
BBC Two, 7:30, Christmas Day evening. Mannering and Pike enter a bit... O'Connell!
Dead Tommy!
Well done!
I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend.